Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone right now, one of our favorite people ever, Eric Wood from the Buffalo Bills. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Really good. Have you been practicing your wave of the flag? Like, that's a big deal. That's like what it's going to get the crowd going.
Yeah, I don't think I have a flag that big to practice with at the house, but maybe they'll give me a trial run beforehand.
I know. It's a huge flag, and it probably weighs a lot.
I think if Stevie can wave it, I can probably wave it myself.
There you go. Look at you throwing out Stevie.
Number 70 going to be leading the charge on Sunday. You're almost hard to recognize. You have become a whole new you. What's happened since you've been playing with the Bills?
I've lost a little bit of weight. You know, there's constantly people hit me up on Twitter like, hey, I wish you could suit up this Sunday. I'm like, you don't want that. You don't want a 260-pound center or whatever I am now.
As you look at what you changed for your diet and workout regime, what did you change to be able to do what you did?
So I own a gym in Louisville, and I ended up hopping in to the boot camp classes with a lot of stay-at-home moms and people that are a lot smaller than me. So changing up my workout routine and then just eating a lot less. It was always hard for me to stay at 305 or 310 or whatever I was. It was always hard to stay that high. So I knew whenever I was done playing, I was looking forward to losing the weight and not force feeding myself all the time. And luckily it came off pretty quick.
So do you find yourself, Eric, being able to have conversations since you are working out with the stay-at-home moms? Are you able to have conversations about if you like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, who the Real Housewives are? Are you in the mix with all that too?
I am not. Honestly, I have watched some seasons of The Bachelor with my wife, and in the past year or so, I've just gotten away from it. It lost my interest a little bit. And then my wife is into The Housewives, but I cannot get into it, nor do I want to. But she's all in on it. I mean, she'll be having a conversation with somebody, and I'll say, who are you guys talking about? That sounds pretty interesting. Like, all this Housewives stuff. I'm like, oh, gosh.
That's probably how she feels about your football chatter. Just saying.
So when you come back to Buffalo, there's always something you crave because Buffalo's just got that about it as a city. What's the one thing, like, you're craving? Is it the chicken wings or pizza or what's that thing?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we had probably 3 to 5 restaurants that we always hit throughout the fall and spring when we were in town. And so we kind of got a schedule of, I think we're going to get in and hit Barville for lunch and Mulberry for dinner and Elio's for dinner after the game, like we always did, which will be a ton of fun. And I'm sure my wife will get donuts, and that was kind of their game day tradition. They got donuts before the game, so maybe I'll partake in that. But yeah, it's funny. When you get back up to Buffalo, and the best part about it is, you know, we're hitting all non-chain restaurants, and I know most of the owners and general managers at these places, and it's just a ton of fun when we were playing there or when I was playing there to get to hit those spots and build some relationships with people, and now it'll be fun going back.
Eric Wood of the Buffalo Bills on with us, and it sure is fun. And isn't it fun that they're not chains, that they're just like, you know, homegrown type of places?
Absolutely, and those that's kind of what made Buffalo so special to us, was all the relationships we've made with people, whether it was, you know, the DePaulos or Joe and Timmy down at Mulberry or whoever it was. It was always so fun, all the people we got to build relationships with.
I want to talk a little bit about your health, because that was the reason that you had to retire from the Buffalo Bills. Please tell me that you feel whole and 100%, that it's not too limiting with that neck injury.
No, I feel good right now. You know, they said down the road I probably will need a neck surgery, and I actually just saw a neck and spine guy last week just for a checkup, just to make sure that I'm not getting any weakness or whatever it may be. But, you know, to the dismay of many Bills fans, at least the ones that follow me on Twitter, no, I cannot come back and play. I am ruled out forever, but I do feel good. Him losing the weight helps. My knees and ankles feel better than they have in years.
Eric, this perspective, you played 121 games with the Bills. Looking back now, what do you wish you knew then that you know now, having played those games? Has perspective changed the way you feel about the game?
Not really. You know, I wish early in my career, and I would have told you this the last couple of years, I wish I would have enjoyed it a little bit more early in my career. I had got hurt so much, and I put so much pressure on myself to get a big second contract or play well in each game. And, you know, you're just not ever going to play perfect as a football player. And, you know, early in my career, someone told me, you know, the guys on the other side of the ball get paid too. But that didn't resonate well with me. You know, I wanted to do well every play, and sometimes I'd let it carry back home with me, or it bothered me for a week if I had a bad play or gave up a sack or something. And, you know, even the last couple of years, I would have told my younger self, just chill out a little bit, I'll be all right.
We saw the Buffalo Bills have some real bright spots against the Vikings. We played the Titans this weekend. What do you think the Bills need to do to win?
You know, against the Vikings, they just started faster and allowed their defense not to play on their heels the whole game, where, you know, they got to tee off on the Vikings. And then on offense, we were able to continue to have a balanced offense when we got a lead. And it seems like the other three games, we were almost in a two-minute drill the whole second half. So, you know, starting fast will be key, getting early stops on defense and then putting some points on the board early. That'll also keep the crowd engaged. And we know what New Era Field sounds like when the crowd's engaged. So I think all those would be key factors.
I agree. Well, what's next for you?
I don't know yet. I'm dabbling in a little media work now. I have a column I'm doing for The Athletic Buffalo. I have a broadcast gig for Fox for college football.
Nice.
Thanksgiving weekend. I'm going to do a couple ACC pregame shows and just kind of see if I like it. I feel like that's a time-sensitive career path where if I wait a couple of years, someone's going to say, wait, where did you play again? So I'm going to give it a shot, see if I like it, and hopefully that works out. But if it doesn't, we'll move on to the next thing and see where it goes from there.
All right, you know the Bills Mafia and your Bills fans. They want to know, what is your message to the fan as you get ready to wave that flag and lead the charge Sunday at New Era Field?
Oh, I'm just looking forward to being back amongst them. You know, Buffalo's got a unique fan base. In my perspective, I know I'm biased. I think it's the best fan base in the NFL. But I do know that they're unique and they're passionate. And, you know, and they make YouTube videos of doing crazy stuff, and then they turn right around and maybe not the same people, but raise a tremendous amount of money for Andy Dalton's foundation and do so much good in the community. They're just a special group, and I'm excited to be back amongst them.
Take it all in on Sunday. We can't wait to see you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Jen and Nick.
Eric Wood of the Buffalo Bills on Kiss 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.